Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show. Here we go! Welcome to mini episode 3 of Launch Week here on the Build and Launch podcast. My name is Justin Jackson. I'm a Canadian living in British Columbia, and I am glad that you are here. However you found the show, maybe you heard about it on Twitter, maybe you saw it in iTunes. I'm just glad that you're here. This show is an experiment. Every week, I'm going to build and launch a product live on the air, and you'll get to hear about everything, my missteps and wins as I create something and then launch it, make it public. Then you'll be able to check back the following week and see how I did. You know, did I make any money on that product launch? What went well? What didn't go well? How much traffic did I get? How did that traffic convert? You'll get to hear about everything. So if you're into making things, this is the show for you. And for launch week, I'm doing 5 mini episodes about what it takes to launch a podcast. So on day 1, we talked about choosing your topic. On day 2, we talked about getting started and just recording something with whatever you have available. So if you haven't heard those, head over to buildandlaunch.net and listen. But today we're going to talk about what kind of gear you should get. And I want to preface this episode by saying that getting the right gear can really be a rabbit hole. It's also a highly contested topic in podcasting circles. You know, what's the right mic? What are the right headphones? What's the right software? What kind of mixer should you have? How should a proper podcast be made? And it's all kind of come to a head lately, where there's been some elite podcasters that say if you don't spend hundreds or thousands of dollars, you shouldn't be podcasting. And I disagree. When I started my first podcast, Product People, I had very minimal gear, and it attracted thousands of listeners per episode and even some advertisers as well. Merlin Mann, who I think is one of the best podcasters in the world, agrees with me. He has a great show on the 5x5 network called Back to Work, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, get out there and have some fun, you guys. Make a podcast. It's okay. You can always get better at it. If you're not getting better at it, then you're probably doing something wrong. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have the perfect equipment. And, you know, just don't feel shamed by people telling you, like, what you've got to do a certain way. If it sucks, you'll figure it out. And, you know, if it doesn't suck, you might figure out how to make it better. But, like, I would never want anybody to feel that they don't get to play in this game because they haven't either anteed up in terms of equipment or they haven't perfected their personality and their voice, or that they see themselves as... they do that self-defeating thing where they're, first of all, starting out before they've ever recorded a word, before they've ever recorded a syllable, they're putting themselves up next to the people they consider the best at what they do. Well, everybody in that situation has been there. So I don't know. I don't want to be encouraging or anything, but, like, you know, go out and do it and have some fun. It's as Jason Snell has recently said, it's a very democratic medium. It does not need to be super costly to do. You know, I guess we can, you know, sure, fine. Let me get it out of the way. We can always all be better about everything. I would hope we can take that as read, guys. I don't need a video about that. We can always all be better. But the thing is, the chilling effect is to tell people that they should be scared because now they're going to be all evaluated by all these mandarins of podcasting who are going to tell them that they got bad mic technique. And I want to say, you have time to get better at that. But don't let that keep you from doing something that you think you might love.
Great words from Merlin Mann there. You can get the link to that full episode on Back to Work in the show notes. Okay, with all that out of the way, let's talk about gear. So I started out with the Blue Yeti mic. This is a USB microphone, plugs right into your computer. And the benefit is that you can get these almost everywhere. I walked over to Staples and got mine, and it's also fairly inexpensive. The disadvantage is that the Blue Yeti mic is a condenser microphone. This means that it'll pick up a lot of the sound and echo and bass from your surroundings. And as an example, I'm going to switch to that mic right now, and you can hear what it sounds like. All right, so this is the Blue Yeti microphone. You might be able to hear a lot more kind of environmental sound, maybe some more echo here. It's also picks up, like if I hit the table, you will hear this thumps. It's a very bassy mic. It picks up a lot of bass, especially from the surroundings. And if you have any kind of atmospheric noise, you know, something, a car in the street or a train or kids downstairs like I sometimes do, this mic will pick it up. Okay, I'm going to switch back to the other one. Bleep, 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 bleep. That's what the Blue Yeti sounds like. If you can get it, I'd like to recommend a different microphone to you. It's a mic recommended to me by my friend Adam Clark, who, by the way, is building a full podcasting course. So you should check that out at avclark.com. The mic that Adam recommended to me is the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. The Audio-Technica ATR-2100. And I actually bought two of these on sale on Amazon for about $50 Canadian each. It's an inexpensive mic. That sounds great. I'm using it right now. It's also a dynamic microphone, meaning it picks up less of the environmental sound around you. Plus, it has both USB and XLR inputs. So, and it even comes with a little plastic stand, so you don't need to buy a stand right away. It's a really great value. All right, let's head over to headphones. When I started out, I just used my Apple earbuds. And if that's all you have and that's all you can afford, just use those. If you have a little more money, I recommend the Sennheiser HD2s. So I spent about $35 Canadian on these and also bought them on Amazon, and I'm using them right now and they work great. Also, if you're ordering all of this on Amazon, I recommend picking up a cheap pop filter, also known as a windscreen. This is a screen that sits right in front of your microphone, and it helps reduce the pops on your P's and B's. It's like a kind of a circular spit collector, and just good idea to pick one of those up. By the way, I have the links to all this gear in the show notes. Go to buildandlaunch.net/3, and it lists out all the gear that I'm, this little gear starter pack, if you will, that I'm recommending. All right, so now you've got your microphone, you've got your headphones, you've got a pop filter. All that's really left is editing software. So here's my recommendations. If you have a Mac, use GarageBand. It comes free with most new Macs. I think if you have an older Mac, it's still a fairly cheap download. And it's fine. It's what I've been using. It's what I'm using to edit this right now. And it will serve you well. If you're on a Windows machine, there is some software called Audacity. You can Google for that. And it's a free download, I believe. And that's a good place to get started. I haven't used that personally, but I've heard other people on Windows that use it and like it. If you have some money and or you have an Adobe Cloud subscription, my friend Adam Clark recommends Adobe Audition. And I haven't used that personally, but he recommends it, says it is the best podcast editing software he's used. And, you know, if you're looking to kind of start out on the top, that's a good place to start. All right, so that's it for this week. Hope you're all geared up. But remember, don't spend too much time on this. The important part is that you're going to be putting out some episodes, which is what we're going to talk about next episode tomorrow. How to record your first episode and get it out there. So tune in for that tomorrow. Two things you can do to keep this show going. First, I'd love to hear from you. If you end up recording a little podcast demo, send it to me. You can email me at words@bizbox.ca or get me on Twitter at MIJustin, the letter M and the letter I, Justin. Or the easiest way is just to go to justinjackson.ca/newsletter. Subscribe and then reply to the automatic welcome email that I send you, and you can ask me any questions you'd like. Also, if this show is going to go far, we do need to get other people on the train. And there's two ways you can do this. First, go to iTunes, search for Build and Launch, and leave a review. And when you do this, iTunes will start to bubble up this podcast to the top of the podcast listing there. And that's how most people find podcasts, is in iTunes. So your review helps other people find the show. If you're listening to the show with the Overcast app or Stitcher, recommend and share the show. On Overcast, for example, you can click share on the upper right-hand side. You could do that right now if you're listening, and you can share it on Twitter or Facebook, maybe even LinkedIn. Try that out. So that helps a lot. Thank you for everyone that has shared the show already and everyone that's reviewed the show. The last thing I want to mention is I found this 30-day challenge on Gumroad. It's gumroad.com/30-day-challenge, and it's a free 30-day course you can sign up for that will help you build an audience, which really is key to launching anything. So do those things. Looking forward to hearing from you. Until tomorrow, when we talk about recording and putting out your first episodes, this is Justin Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.